Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
You better believe it. Welcome to football season. Welcome to Fesco and Dusty. Welcome to 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. We'll do this every Friday at 9 o'clock. Richard of the Week. You can find us all on X. You got ideas, we will likely look them over.
I see what you did there.
We won't tiptoe around them.
Maybe they'll be worthy enough for us to consider.
Oh.
I like rice.
Yeah. We will give you your flowers and won't fumble them on the way to the delivery.
Rice-a-roni, a Kansas City treat.
That's right. Is
that still a thing, rice-a-roni? Do they still make that?
I love rice-a-roni.
I don't know. I just like rice.
You do rice on the Blackstone?
Oh, yeah.
The fried rice on there?
Yeah. Combo fried.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Sweet Baby Ray's teriyaki sauce on top.
Is that what you use?
Uh-huh.
No soy?
Soy goes in on the rice, like, right when we put it on, and then when you get the chicken, shrimp, and steak all mixed in, a little drizzle, the Sweet Baby Ray's sweet teriyaki.
You put a bag of those frozen vegetables in there, too?
Two bags
of frozen
asparagus,
vegetables.
Asparagus, corn, and peas.
What about an egg?
Yep, three.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Big
I'll
time.
Feed the neighborhood.
You cook the rice like a day before, right? And you're supposed
Now that I have this wonderful show that starts at 6 a.m., I go home at 10 and cook the rice, put it the fridge in about seven.
Okay. You can do that. I thought it had to be like a day and it was supposed to be a little,
You and Jen come over sometime. I'll make it for
you. You consult with her.
That's right. I gotta go to the boss.
Schedule,
This is a segment called Rich of the Week. For those of you that didn't listen to After Hours, shame on you. But if you did, God, I love you. You just go find somebody that's, done something wrong or did something wrong to somebody. Maybe there's somebody in the world of entertainment. Maybe there's somebody in, local media or somebody that's done something you don't like. They've just been a real Richard. If you don't know what that means, just go look up a nickname for Richard and put that instead of the week. I'll start this off since this is something that I've created.
If you're not comprehending that, I don't think you explaining it's going
to
work.
I'm just trying to let people know. And my Richard of the Week this week is sarcastic. It's not. Look, I've had Richards of the Week that were birds stuck on a roof that were cussing out firefighters trying to rescue it. I've had Richards of the Week where a guy consistently double parked in every parking lot till he finally got towed and blamed other people for complaining about his parking. This week's Richard of the Week for me is Brett Veach.
Okay.
Brett Veach is the biggest Richard to the Buffalo fan base.
No doubt.
I mean, you have got to be kidding me when it comes into the fact that Brett Veach does it again. Brett Veach, you are a Richard to the Buffalo fan base.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
There it is. And it's only fitting.
And it's only fitting, says one Rich Eisen. And for those of you that forget, the Chiefs knew they finessed the Bills again. They knew they got a player that everybody else should probably have on their roster again. And then you get this sort of audio when you hear all these important people for the Chiefs organization.
Invests the way he wants to invest. Ryan sets his investments to...
That's a commercial. Let me see if I can get the actual audio, because that is bad work by Dusty.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Fair enough.
Hey, this is Brett Veach from the Kansas City Chiefs. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that we just made a trade here. We're going to be on the clock soon, and we're going to make you the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. You excited?
Yes, sir.
You healthy and everything?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. You still run fast?
I can.
All right. That's good. Good. Get those hamstrings loose, man.
Hey, man. Coach Nagy, how you doing, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
Hey, man. Welcome here. We're so excited to have you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Coach.
You ready to put up some points?
I am. Let's do it. Let's go get that ball back.
For sure. Absolutely, man. Well, enjoy this day. Enjoy this night.
Hey, you ready to score some touchdowns?
Tell him,
Dave. You ready to score some touchdowns?
Tell him, Dave.
Huh? Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Brett Veach, Richard of the Week for me, because he is absolutely Richard that franchise over in Buffalo once again. And you can hear everybody. They knew when they drafted. They knew ahead of time. And last night, Xavier Worthy, two touchdowns. Everybody in Buffalo goes, God, not again.
You know, the people in Buffalo were trying to justify this again on draft night, that it wasn't a guy that they were going to pick and they weren't in a spot and all this nonsense. No, it doesn't matter if you were going to take Xavier Worthy or not. You gave the Chiefs the opportunity to take Xavier Worthy. And what did Xavier Worthy do last night? I was 54 yards off. I thought it would be a 75-yard touchdown, first touchdown to Xavier Worthy. You combine the two numbers, it doesn't even get the 75 that he had two touchdowns last night. I told you this was coming. I told you he was going to score last night, and he did in a big way, and he was so fast. That end-around touchdown, my God. I don't think people got out of their three-point stance before he was in the end zone last night. That's how fast that cat was. Expect more of that. Expect more of Rashee Rice. My Richard of the Week this week has to go to one Mike Florio. And you know, you could say that every week here in Kansas City, because I think that's the way people feel about Mike Florio. He was the one advocating to hurt Patrick Mahomes at the Super Bowl a few years ago, and then he was the one peddling Andy Reid was retiring nonsense when I told you all along he was going to sign a long-term contract, and here we sit. He's also a Richard of the Week because he's still the one that's talking about Rashee Rice and the suspension potentially happening to Rashee Rice. I've told you for months now, they're not suspending this guy this year. There may be something that happens in the offseason. He may miss some games next year, but he's not being suspended this year at all. Mike Florio continues to roll that out and continues to tell that narrative and continues to talk about how Rashee Rice should be suspended. What Mike Florio is a Chiefs hater. He wants this organization not to do well because maybe he's a Pittsburgh fan or whatever the case may be, but he's blatantly rooting against the Kansas City Chiefs and trying to keep this nonsensical storyline stuff going to try to distract what's going on in Kansas City. It was hurting Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. It was Andy Reid was going to retire when he was the only one saying that. He was completely wrong about that, and now he's talking about a suspension for Rashee Rice. That is just not happening. Stop talking about it. Stop worrying about it. Rashee Rice is not getting suspended this year.
Mike Florio, you are a Richard. Mac, who's your Richard of the Week nominee?
Give me Justin Tucker, dude. Are you kidding me? Again, after last year, you know, you lose in the AFC Championship game, you get made a spotlight in the media, you get made a fool of because we prove to you and everyone proves to you that you don't usually do this in your warmups. You go to the opposing team's end zone. He did it again last night, just kind of lurking around where Mahomes is trying to get warm-up throws in. Kelsey over there, it's like, He's just a nuisance. And then you go miss a kick. Yeah, you're Richard of the Week.
Yeah, yep.
913-586-7965. Those are our Richard of the Week. Somebody from the 913 says, nominate my boss for implementing the return to office policy. Three people have quit.
Well, I mean, if you can't be a grown-up and get to the office.
Richard of the Week is my landlord. Other tenant next door is being evicted because he hasn't paid rent in over 6 months, and landlord has to carry all the guy's stuff out of his. He has pissed jars all throughout the house and defecation jars. That might be Richard of the Year, dude. Who pees in jars out of college?
I actually had a buddy in college do that because he'd blow his back out in the summer, and he was stuck in a loft and couldn't get down.
Okay.
And so he was peeing in mayonnaise jars.
Is his name Will Levis?
No.
Oh.
It was gross.
My Richard of the Week is Chris Collinsworth. He tried it again with point out Juwan Taylor. Again, he keeps trying.
I had endless texts last night about Juwan Taylor from my friends.
Juwan Taylor's good for a penalty a game, but he's also a really good football player.
Yeah.
He was ranked as one of the top 10 tackles in football last year.
Watch Lane Johnson tonight. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's going to get a penalty a game. You're good for that. So what? It happens. He had 17 penalties last year. Led the league. Won a game. It's going to happen. You're an offensive lineman.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.